Good morning. As we celebrate this morning the feast of our patron, St. Vincent de Paul, we look at him and at his life as an example of the gospel and as an example of who we should be as a community. And we celebrate who we have been and what we have done, our homecoming festival. And we look forward to what we can do and need to do in the future. Vincent was a man very much of his age and very much beyond his age at the same time. He was a priest in Baroque France. There was no community in the church in Baroque France. It was a very well-organized institution, but not much of a community. Vincent knew that that would not work, that discipleship cannot be long pursued in isolation, that spirituality without a spiritual community has a short lifespan. The pressures are too much, the temptation to discouragement, just the quiet falling away from one's ideals, makes it really impossible to live to the full measure of your capacity without a community to share with. Besides, that very community is a part of our image of God, for God is a community of persons pouring themselves out upon one another in an infinite dance. So Vincent formed community. He formed communities of laymen and laywomen. He formed religious communities, both of men and women. He formed societies and confraternities. He kept bringing people together. People who could help form each other for mission and help do mission with each other. We too are called as a community. Then Vincent formed them with the word. He wasn't well schooled in, nor frankly did he think very much of, the scholastic theology of his day, which was rather dry, syllogistic, intellectual, not terribly related either to the gospel or to the times. So he more or less quietly discarded all of that and went back to the gospel and began to preach the gospel both to the poor and to the communities that he was gathering to serve the poor. That was considered remarkable in his day, since we were still very much in the era when recourse to the gospel was something that characterized those people over there, the Protestants. We didn't really want to do what they did. But Vincent did it and formed his communities with the Word of God, as we too are called to do. And then he celebrated for them, at least, if not with them, the sacraments. The liturgy, like most of the rest of the church in Baroque France, was quite rigid, quite structured, and not even, of course, in the people's language. So it was almost impossible for the community to celebrate the sacraments. But Vincent carefully celebrated the sacraments with and for the community, that having been formed by the Word of God, they might be strengthened by the body and blood of Christ. We, of course, benefit from the new liturgy, and we have everyone involved in the celebration. We praise God together, as Solomon had the people of Israel praising God with the dedication of the temple, as we heard in that first reading. But all of this has a purpose. These communities are formed by word and sacrament, not just that they might save their souls, nor for their own edification, but for service. If we are founded on word and sacrament, we are founded for service. And this was the heart of Vincent's ministry. That very structured Baroque France was also very structured economically. And there were many people down at the bottom who could barely survive. He fed the poor. And then he organized people to feed the poor. He housed the homeless, and then he organized people to house the homeless. He cared for the widows, for the orphans, for the children. He organized schools and hospitals, what we would now call hospices and old age homes. He devoted his life and the life of the communities that he was constantly forming around him to the service of God's people. And again, so must we. Because like Vincent, we hear the gospel that says there's only 6 questions going to be asked at the last judgment. And it does not include what church did you belong to, or how often did you go there, or how much money did you give, or how piously did you pray. It will not include, did you claim Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? It will not include, how much Torah did you keep? It will not include any of the things set out by any of the organized religions. It's fairly simple. When I was hungry, would you feed me? When I was thirsty, could I get a cup of water from you? When I was naked, would you give me something to wear? When I was a foreigner, would you receive me into your midst? When I was ill, would you care for me? When I was in prison, would you come to see me so that at least the guards would know there would be a witness if they mistreated me too badly? Did you do it for the least of my sisters and brothers? Vincent knew that. Vincent preached that. We too are called to know that and preach that. We are a community of word and sacrament and service. That community described so eloquently by St. Paul in the second reading is symbolized in the banner for this occasion by that arch motif that runs around it all. Look in the sides there. In each of the windows, exactly that. Except for these two, which, by the way, for those who are back for the first time from a while on homecoming, have not been permanently redesigned. The wood is being replaced bit by bit. We got took on that wood. It was just getting rotten and had to be replaced, and it was only 168 years old. So the windows there are coming back, and they will all carry that motif of the colored facets of glass, people of various colors, people of various backgrounds, people of various talents, people who shine out like jewels in different directions, in blues and greens and reds and yellows, joined together in the pattern of a community. For those of you who can't see it, I probably need to describe the bottom medallion because this ambo is in the way for at least half of you. It's a book with a flame resting over it to say that we are a community formed by the Word, that the Word of God tells us who we are, who our God is, who we can become. The middle medallion, of course, has symbols for all the sacraments. The water that symbolizes baptism, the bread in the cup for the Eucharist, the joined rings for matrimony, the descending dove for confirmation, and so on. We are a community of word and sacrament. But if we are made by word and sacrament, we are made for service. That top medallion with the two hands with the heart. Tells us where we discover who we really are. It is not enough to be well formed by word and sacrament and then sort of cocoon ourselves. There's too much cocooning going on in this country today. Individuals cocoon themselves, families cocoon themselves, some whole churches cocoon themselves. Our God is a God who pours out God's self. Our Lord is a Jesus who literally pours his own blood out for us. And we too, formed by word and sacrament, pour ourselves out in service to our sisters and brothers. We developed many ministries for doing that over the years. Some of them direct service, the food pantry, the Friday night dinner, the park people can sleep in. Some of them of social justice. We've been fighting for years in the civil rights movement, in the anti-war movement, in the inclusive housing movement, and so on and so on. Some of it here in the neighborhood, some of it internationally, through our sister parishes in Nicaragua and Lithuania, who both of now, praise God, are at peace. But when we chose them very deliberately, because one was being persecuted by an autocracy of the left, and the other was being persecuted by an autocracy of the right. And we said the word of the gospel should free all. All of that we celebrate as we celebrate the feast of St. Vincent de Paul, as we try to follow his example of discipleship. It should also be a time for looking forward. What else can we do? How do we do it better? How do we find new leadership for our community? How do we build a more inclusive fellowship? Fellowship, I apologize for the exclusive language. Do you know what the feminine form of fellow is? Wench. So we need to recruit more fellows and more wenches to strengthen the community. We need to look to ways to be more deeply formed by the word, more deeply formed by the sacraments. And we need to look for new ways to serve. What are the new needs? How do we respond to them? How are we being called? That's sort of the challenging part of our patronal feast and of Homecoming Day. But for all the challenge, it is primarily about celebration. Celebrating who Vincent de Paul was, celebrating who we have been, and celebrating occasionally some people among us who have been particularly good examples of that. And today, unbeknownst until just now when he's beginning to suspect it, we honor such a person. Bill Pearson is back here for homecoming, also because he's still trying to sell his house. He left our community for the one thing we couldn't trump, the irresistible lure of grandchildren. He's gone where his grandchildren are. But while he was here, he organized our dinner, brought in our partner from Anne Arundel County, Our Lady of the Fields, organized the resource exchange that provides starter kits, furniture, and utensils for homeless people moving into homes for the first time, and has in general been a spark plug for all of the service ministries here. Therefore, by unanimous consent of the parish council, and as I will call upon you for your unanimous consent, it is my privilege and pleasure to present to Deacon Bill Pearson, the fourth person in our history to be awarded this, the Great Seal of the Church of St. Vincent de Paul.